but sometimes we call it bias. It didn't look like an inn outside. How did you find it?
You don't. You gravitate to it.
Cheery looked around nervously. She wasn't sure where they were, apart from somewhere in the cattle market district, somewhere up a maze of alleys. Angua walked to the bar. A deeper shadow appeared out of the gloom.
"Hello, Angua," it said in a deep, rolling voice. "Fruit juice, is it?"
"Yes, chilled."
"And what about the dwarf?"
"She'll have him raw," said a voice somewhere in the gloom. There was a ripple of laughter in the dark.
Some of it sounded altogether too strange to Cheery. She couldn't imagine it issuing from normal lips.
"I'll have a fruit juice too," she quavered.
Angua glanced at the dwarf. She felt oddly grateful that the remark from the darkness seemed to have gone entirely over the small bullet head. She unhooked her badge and with care and deliberation laid it down on the counter. It went palink. Then Angua leaned forward and showed the iconograph to the barman. If it was a man. Cheery wasn't sure yet. A sign over the bar said, "Don't you ever change."
"You know everything that's going on, Igor," Angua said. "Two old men got killed yesterday, and a load of clay got stolen from Igneous the Troll recently. Did you ever hear about that?"
"What's that to you?"
"Killing old men is against the law," said Angua. "Of course, a lot of things are against the law, so we're very busy in the watch. We like to be busy about important things. Otherwise, we have to be busy about unimportant things. Are you hearing me?"
The shadow considered this.
"Go and take a seat," it said. "I'll bring your drinks."
Angua led the way to a table in an alcove. The clientele lost interest in them. A buzz of conversation resumed.
"What is this place?"
Cheery whispered.
"It's a place where people can be themselves," said Angua slowly. "People who have to be a little bit careful at other times, you know?"
"No."
Angua sighed.
"Vampires, zombies, bogeymen, ghouls, oh my, the under..." She corrected herself. "The differently alive," she said. "People who have to spend most of their time being very careful, not frightening people. Fitting in. That's how it works here. Fit in, get a job, don't worry people, and you probably won't find a crowd outside with pitchforks and flaming torches. But sometimes it's good to go where everybody knows your shape."
Now that Cheery's eyes had grown accustomed to the low light, she could make out the variety of shapes on the benches. Some of them were a lot bigger than human. Some had pointy ears and long muzzles.
"Who's that girl?" she said.
"She looks normal."
"That's Violet. She's a tooth fairy, and next to her is Schleppel, the bogeyman."
In the far corner, something sat huddled in a huge overcoat under a high, broad-brimmed, pointed hat.
"And him?" "That's Old Man Trouble," said Angua. "If you know what's good for you, you don't mind him."
Any werewolves here?"
"One or two," said Angua.
"I hate werewolves."
"Oh?"
The oddest customer was sitting by herself at a small round table. She appeared to be a very old lady in a shawl and a straw hat with flowers in it. She was staring in front of her with an expression of good-natured aimlessness, and in context looked more frightening than any of the shadowy figures.
"What is she?"
Cheery hissed.
"Her? Oh, that's Mrs. Gammage."
"And what does she do?"
"Do? Well, she comes in here most days for a drink and some company. Sometimes they have a sing-song, old songs, that she remembers. She's practically blind. If you mean, is she an undead, no, she isn't. Not a vampire, werewolf, zombie, or a bogeyman. Just an old lady."
A huge, shambling, hairy thing paused at Mrs. Gammage's table and put a glass in front of her.
"Port and lemon, there you goes, Mrs. Gammage," it rumbled.
"Cheers, Charlie," the old lady cackled. "How's the plumbing business?"
"Doing fine, love," said the bogeyman and vanished into the gloom.
"That was a plumber?" said Cheery.
"Of course not. I don't know who Charlie was. He probably died years ago, but she thinks the bogeyman is him, and who's going to tell her different?"
"You mean she doesn't know this place is..."
"Look, she's been coming here ever since the old days when it was the Crown and Dax," said Angua. "No one wants to spoil things. Everyone likes Mrs. Gammage. They watch out for her. Help her in little ways."
"How?"
"Well, I heard that last month someone broke into her hovel and stole some of her stuff."
"That doesn't sound helpful."
and it was all returned next day, and a couple of thieves were found in the shades with not a drop of blood left in their bodies.
Angua smiled, and her voice took on a mocking edge.
You know, you get told a lot of bad things about the undead, but you never hear about the marvellous work they do in the community.